بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ رب العالمین، والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وصحبہ وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. فما بعد، مائی ڈیئر برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، ٹوڈے آئی وانٹ ٹو ٹاک ٹو یو اباؤٹ ون آف دی بگیسٹ پرابلمس، ون آف دا موسٹ میجر پرابلمس دیٹ وی ہیو امنگسٹ آور سیلوز ایز مسلمس، اینڈ دیٹ از our egos, which then lead us to breaking our ties with our brothers and sisters. Not only with our Muslim brothers and sisters, our neighbors, our friends, but also with our family ties. Family ties, which are the silatul rahim, the ties of the rahim, the ties of the womb, which are even more sacrosanct. About those ties, Rasulullah ﷺ said, the womb itself will complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say that so and so broke the tie with his brother or with his sister that you had said, Ya Rab, so throw him in the hellfire. And this, the recommendation and the shafa'at of the womb, the complaint of the womb will be done. So, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves and from our egos. I was in our Eid khutbah today, the Imam here, may Allah bless him, he mentioned another very beautiful hadith in this context, and I want to share that with you so that we correct ourselves before the time comes. And the hadith is mentioned in, it's a muttafaqun alayh hadith, it's a agreed upon hadith, and it is mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawud and other places, and also in Riyadhus Salihin. The hadith is, it is also in Bukhari. The hadith is, وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمْ يا لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث فمن هجر فوق ثلاث فمات دخل النار رواه أبو داود والبخاري. Now Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه said, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, it is not lawful, it is not permissible, it is not halal, meaning it is haram, for a Muslim to break relationships, to forsake, to ignore his Muslim brother. Now, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not even talking here about your own blood relations. He's talking about any Muslim, my neighbor, my friend, my colleague, whoever, any Muslim. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, and I repeat, the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it is not lawful, meaning it is unlawful, it is not halal, meaning it is haram, for a Muslim to forsake, to ignore, to break the ties with his brother beyond 3 days. And whosoever does so for more than 3 days and then dies will certainly enter the Jahannam. He will certainly enter the hellfire. Now, فَمَنْ هَجَرَ فَوْقَ ثَلَاثْ فَمَاتْ دَخَلَ النَّارِ او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, the one who rejects his brother or sister, who rejects the relationship with them and dies in that state of rejection, will enter the hellfire. Now, my brothers and sisters, this is a hadith for which is talking about the relationship with any person, with any Muslim brother or sister. It is not talking about the issue of blood relations. Now, with the issue of blood relations, this becomes even more serious, because as I mentioned to you, the blood relations are governed by another law, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the, as I mentioned earlier, that the rahim itself, the womb itself will complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put that person who broke the relationship of the womb, which is a relationship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided who you would be born to and who you would be your parents and who would be your brothers and sisters. And if you break that relationship, then there is a very, very serious problem. Now think about this, that this hadith, which I mentioned to you just now, and I'm going to give you the reference in this Fajr reminder. So you will have the actual reference of the hadith, the Arabic and the English, and you can refer to it yourself. This hadith is, if you think about it, this hadith is talking about a normal relationship with our brothers and sisters, meaning Muslim brothers and sisters. We're not talking about something which is, somebody other than that. It is just a regular person. As I said, your friend, your colleague, your classmate, whoever. As long as the person is a Muslim, that is all. But here, we are not talking about that. Here, we are talking about something which is even more serious. And that is that somebody who is a your brother and sister in by blood. Now that makes it even more of a issue, even more of a matter, because if we are going to reject them, then there is a very major serious problem. My brothers and sisters, think about this. All of this breaking of relationships and so on and so forth, at the end of the day, think about this. What is it based on? It is based on our ego, right? Nothing else. If your brother or sister has deliberately harmed you in any way, if they have, swallowed up your property, if they have caused damage to you, to your reputation, to your family and so on, that's a different matter. And even there, I would say, forgive them. You don't necessarily have to meet them every day. But forgive them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. And for that, the reference, I already mentioned this to you in another further reminder before. The reference to that is the ayat of Surah An-Nur, where the relative of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu actually caused him and Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, our mother, actually he caused them enormous pain, psychological pain. She tried to damage the reputation of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. It was only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who protected her and who saved her reputation and who declared until the end of time that Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha is innocent of any wrongdoing. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed so many ayats of the Quran in Surah An-Nur. But even though that person did that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that forgive him, do you not want Allah to forgive you? So even where there is actual harm done, the Islamic recommendation is forgive that person. As I told you, you don't have to go and meet them every day, but forgive them. But where it is not that, where it is just your ego, you feel that so-and-so was disrespectful to me, so-and-so did this, did that, invited me, did not invite me, whatever the case might be. And for that reason, if you have broken relationships with your brothers and sisters, even though they are not related to you, anybody, but especially if they are related to you, my brothers and sisters, do not even wait. Do not even wait for today's, when you are listening to whatever time you are listening to this Fajr reminder, do not wait until the end of that day. Make sure that you make amends. Make sure you phone them, you call them, you go meet them, you call them to meet you and say, look, I have forgiven you, my heart is clear, you forgive me, let your heart be clear, we are friends. Do that, because if you don't do that and if you die, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you will be in the hellfire. I am not making this pronouncement. I am only informing you of what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. It is up to you whether you want to listen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not. But the hujjat, the argument has been established in your favor or against you. And you are the one who will decide whether the argument will be in your favor or against you, not anybody else. If you obey the hadith, if you obey the recommendation of Rasulullah, then inshallah may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you, may Allah help you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your izzah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your prestige, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you an example for all those who come after you. Remember, the next generation is looking at you. They are watching you. Tomorrow when they have a conflict with their brother and sister, they are going to do what they saw you as their parent doing. If you do the right thing, inshallah, you will lead them into Jannah. If you do the wrong thing, and if they follow your wrong example, then they will also end up in the Jahannam, in the hellfire, and you will be the reason for that. You will be the reason why your son or daughter enters the hellfire, because that is the lesson that you taught them by your behavior. I hope I am clear. Please, immediately, do not even wait for 1 second. Pick up the phone, send a message, do what you want, but make sure that you patch up with your brother or sister, irrespective of whether they are related to you or not, but especially if they are related to you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable you to listen to this with a submissive heart, obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore, inshallah, may this be the means for you to earn Jannah and to save you from the hellfire. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.